温哥华市中心西端今日早上发生严重车祸，一名男司机涉嫌危险驾驶，连环撞到多架嘅汽车，并且高速驶过 Nelson Park 公园嘅狗只活动区，更加沿住行人路行驶，导致一名长者受重伤危殆，送院抢救，以及两名嘅温哥华市警受伤送院。事发喺今日嘅清晨大约5:30，警方接报指有一架汽车在 Comos 及 Broughton 街附近危险驾驶，当时一名正在使用电动代步车的长者因为避不及而被撞倒，附近亦都有多名的途人急忙走避。涉案的司机其后撞向一架接报赶到现场的警车，导致警车严重损毁，疑犯的车辆亦都随之翻侧，疑犯一度被困在车入面，多架救护车同埋温哥华消防局赶到现场，消防员救出被困嘅疑犯。警方最终喺 Comos 及 Butte 街附近将疑犯拘捕。警方唔排除精神健康嘅问题同埋药物滥用系导致本案嘅因素。市警重案组已经接手调查，目前疑犯动机仍然未明。温哥华市警 Darren Wong 接受本台访问时表示，因为案件仍然喺度调查紧，暫時未能夠公布疑犯的任何資訊，目前會就疑犯和所有目擊者的口供進行調查。
At this time, we're not releasing any information about the driver's background, or his identity, as this is, still under investigation at this time. All of avenues will be investigated, so we're still collecting evidence pertaining, from witnesses, for anyone that was there, including speaking to the suspect as well, to get a better idea of what, caused this incident.
他亦都提醒司机同埋行人要小心周围发生嘅事物，亦都希望事件入边嘅所有伤者尽快康复。
Just on the road, if you're a pedestrian or if you're a driver, just be mindful of what's around you. We definitely are keeping the elderly gentleman in our thoughts, and we're hoping for a quick recovery for everybody involved.
因为需要进行调查同埋清理意外嘅现场 ，Furlow 街及 Butte 街之间嘅 Comos 街路段暂时封闭。驾驶者如果要驶经温市中心，建议使用替代的路线。加拿大中文电台记者廖日汉报道。